My buddy listens. It's his wife that changes up drinks. She still does it. This, look at these three in a row. Can you imagine this? A spicy Bloody Mary, Kahlua and cream, and then some wine.
Oh, God.
And that's...
I'm puking after the second one.
Right. But that's the way she's always been. She just drinks.
I admire that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I would do the Kahlua and cream as like a dessert drink at the end.
The alcoholic checks in.
You are the connoisseur.
I hope she's a happy drunk.
She is. She actually, she's okay. Great. Yeah, she's a great lady. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a total happy drunk. Oh, no, you're right. Oh, believe me.
Because if she was a mean drunk.
My buddy, he's glad she's a happy drunk. They've been together forever. I was in her wedding 30 years ago. So, yeah.
Man.
But, yeah, you know, she's a happy drunk. And awake, apparently, too, all that sugar. Yeah.
30 years. People stay married 30 years.
25 this year for me.
Ooh, really?
Still not 30.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're the leader
in
the clubhouse.
That's what his wife is saying.
I don't know how they stay with 30 years either.
Yeah, she got 5 years to come to her senses, LD.
Exactly. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Why don't you just get like 2 15-year marriages in there? That'd be kind of cool.
Not the same.
No, but it might be better for people. Mm-hmm.
You get the
Todd's got 2 15-year going.
No, one was only.
You're the one that said, I didn't want to dig you. I'm not throwing you down this hole or anything, but you're the one that said, how do you stay married 30 years? He's the one that brought it up. We'll take that call. How do you stay married 30 years?
Yes.
Nobody in this room has been married 30 years.
To one person.
To one.
That's what I meant. One person.
In a row.
No breaks.
Now, I do think that.
No breaks.
I haven't even combined for 30.
Were you with her longer than 25, though?
Just about a year.
Okay, so 26. Yeah, okay, yeah. So you're still not 30 altogether. So I think that matters. You're kind of hanging out, and if you're actually with somebody exclusively years before you get married, you just got to add those in. I think you add those in. You're married. You're together that long.
What? Right? What if they?
Like I'm 5 years. I'm 5 years without. So I'm actually, I'll be 22 years. I've been with my wife coming up in the fall.
Now, what if you break up with the woman? You get a divorce, but then you get remarried. Do you just add that on?
No,
that same person.
No, that'd be you, right? Yeah, you weren't married the first time. Right?
Yeah, you have to subtract the gap.
Okay.
Yeah, you had a break.
Last night.
Right.
We'll take that call. Nobody.
Mine would be creepy if it was 30 years because I married her when she was 20. So.
Oh yeah, it would be. Yeah, that would be really creepy. 20? You hopped on that early, huh? Well, you were that age too, right?
You were 4 years older.
Okay, yeah, that's no big deal. How long have you been married now?
It'll be 17. Well, we've been together 17 years.
Okay, we've been together 17.
Married 14. All right. Coming up this summer.
Yeah, because
Todd, you've been married to Christy for how long now? Same as me.
It'll be 17 coming up in May.
Yeah,
17. Wow, this seems like yesterday you was doing that dance, man.
Yeah. Sucker.
I think you and Christy got married just about the same time we started dating.
Yep.
It was like it might have been the same month.
I'm pretty sure.
We talked about this earlier in the show, Craig, about an hour or so ago, that there was a guy on
Do you need a reminder when your anniversary is?
No, I'm good.
Are you able to remind yourself?
I am. My anniversary is the same as Puss's parents, right?
Yeah. It is, yes. September 28th.
See, that's how you make it easy to remember.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That is good. That's good.
Other women, you know their anniversary.
Yeah.
That's right.
Earlier in the show, I don't want to go over the whole thing real quickly, but there's a famous guy and his wife, and they're both a New York couple. She's a cook, a model, and they have a big company in New York. They're African-American couple. The reason I'm bringing that up is because she's with a white girl now, and that's part of the problem he's getting crap about. But she has Alzheimer's. They were on The View yesterday, and he was on The View. She wasn't. She's gone. She's 69 now. She's had Alzheimer's for 7 years. Mm. By the way, once again, Alzheimer's is not funny. No, but the story is about he has a girlfriend now who happens to be white, and she stays there a couple nights a week while he still takes care of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't mean that.
No, I don't mean physically.
Takes care.
Yeah, he makes sure his wife's okay. Physically and mentally and healthily, yeah, he's there for her.
She's in her own house.
But he's got a white woman.
Yeah, but he has a white woman, and she lives there a couple nights a week. I'm watching that on The View yesterday, and my wife says, she goes, if I get Alzheimer's, you can't move a chick in here. And don't pause on that question. And I said, as I'm walking to the kitchen, I said, not even the basement? By the way, that sounds creepy. It's not a cellar. There's a bedroom down there.
Yeah, she's in the cellar.
It's a walkout basement.
It's a walkout. She'll get air.
She's in the cellar.
But apparently that's not, that's not allowed. Yeah.
So not even in the basement.
Apparently not.
But she
see, this white woman that he has moved in, she's got her own room.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, that she will talk to...
She helps take care of the girl.
Yeah. This woman has achieved a great deal of success.
Oh, yeah, she's famous.
She's known as the Black Martha Stewart.
I recognized her when I saw the photos on the View yesterday, all these magazine covers and things. I definitely recognize her. Very gorgeous woman in her day. She's 69 now and starting to go, but he took the woman. But this guy felt bad with this dude for one reason, a couple reasons. One was he was taking crap from the Alzheimer's crowd.
Yeah,
and The View.
The View actually, they didn't understand why she's there a couple nights. They assume so. They really didn't hammer him too bad because I think they kind of know him in the New York circles. They're all kind of nice to him.
Well, the guy is known as kind of a prick anyway.
Obviously, I didn't know that part.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part.
But
or acerbic, I should say.
Yeah. But he's...
I don't know anyone else in here like that.
I mean, we probably like him. We might
yeah,
like
I
him.
Don't disagree with that. I would think that...
but he's taking... He said a lot of spouses leave their spouse when they have Alzheimer's. Because they do. They wrote a book about it and everything.
So at least he didn't abandon
her. No, he didn't abandon her. No.
But I'm sure if anything like that happened to your house, Becky would want a housekeeper. And you could bring the housekeeper
there you
over.
Go. And
no.
And
let's go the other way, which is more likely.
No, my brain going
when you get the Alzheimer's.
Right. And now you have a pool boy.
Yeah.
And no pool.
And no pool.
And I'd be in the basement. Yeah.
You're the guy wandering around all the time looking for the pool.
Where's the pool? That's true.
There's the pool. Hey, where's the pool?
That's funny.
Here's an entirely different Becky.
Morning.
Becky?
Morning. Okay. Morning.
Go ahead.
I've been married 45 years.
Congratulations. 45. How do you make it work?
To the same person?
You know what? You know how we make it work? We just kind of tend to ignore each other.
That seems to be a lot of people's secret.
You have to learn how to get rid of all those little things that drive you insane.
Yep.
The pension in the morning and all that.
Pension in the morning.
Tension.
Oh, tension. I said pension in the morning.
I don't know.
Wake up, somebody pinching you. Like, suck,
come here, girl. Come here, girl. We go to work. Come here, girl.
You guys wake up at the same time, right?
Actually, my husband's kind of almost retired, so a lot of times I get out of bed and he's still in bed.
His lazy ass still in bed.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine getting. I've done this for so long. I couldn't imagine getting up at the same time my wife and moving around the house at the same time.
No,
that wouldn't be good.
I'd be like, turn the light off.
I'm not going to retire until I'm 70. I can't spend that much time with him.
All right. Well, congratulations for the 45 years of marriage.
Years. Wow.
All right. Thanks.
There you go. That's the secret. Don't spend any time together.
Ignore them.
But she does make a point. I read an article the other day about this couple that had been together forever, and they do. They work together. And blah, 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 blah. Oh, God. Shoot me. And she said... And
good morning.
They said they said that the way that they were able to get along is just to let stuff go.
You have to.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
A little slight here, a little slight there. Let it go.
I wish I could do that.
Or those stupid little things.
I wish she could do that.
See, I'm the opposite. See, I don't want, I can't let go. Yeah, that's my problem.
But it's like she said, those stupid little things that annoy you that you realize are just dumb and not worth it.
Yeah.
You have to just
move on. Yeah, just move on.
Put them aside. Although, you know, we've all been together a long time. Todd and I don't have sex anymore.
Whatever, dude.
Well, at least,
there's 26 years Todd and I have been broadcasting together. We know exactly what bugs each other about each person, and we don't care.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
No, you can't dwell on it.
You can't. If we dwell, we wouldn't last 10 years.
It'll drive you crazy.
I mean, there are little things we know bug each other about the other person. And that's just on the air anymore. We don't hang much because we both got busy lives in our house.
We like each other.
No, I don't, actually. I don't now, Todd. I'm like you. I'm just sitting home just drinking vodka and freezing my balls off.
Hanging in the cellar.
So I understand the situation. You have to let things go or you're not staying married, you know? You're not staying married.
And Robin in Lincoln.
Hi, Robin.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
We'll be married 29 years in April. We've been together for 34 years, and I'm 47 years old.
You met him in junior high, like gym class or what?
7th grade, 8th grade?
I was 13. He was 15.
When we came to meet. Sorry. Walking home every day. You're 13. He was what?
15.
He was 15.
Oh, man. 13.
So now I'm 47. I have a 30-year-old son, a 28-year-old daughter, and 5 grandkids.
That's a tough one, because I have a friend of mine who's been married. A guy I know has been married. He started dating her in junior high, and they're still together. How do you get past that?
That would be tough.
He's the only guy you've ever known, right?
Yep.
Have you had one man sexually?
Yep.
Oh yeah. I hope you didn't pause there. Has he only had one woman sexually?
And you're all right with that?
Not too late now.
Yeah.
No, it's not too late. She's only in her 40s.
You don't wish there was a period of time where you would have gone wild?
No, I guess that just means we're pretty spectacular.
All right.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's fabulous.
No, it
that's
rocks
good.
For you. Good for
that's
you.
That's awesome. Yeah, that is awesome.
Always time for a Rumspring later in life, too.
She's not Amish. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. He's thought of it, though. I guarantee that. He's thought of it.
Or they could just have an open relationship.
No, she didn't say that.
I know. I mean, that's an option moving forward.
That's true.
Doesn't sound like
it. Yeah. Holy crap. One woman since he's 15. How's he masturbate?
Furiously.
I'm thinking of you, honey.
He's got no memories, man. Mm-hmm.
Probably like most other guys.
maybe
somewhat like you do, for instance.
He's got no card table.
The basics are pretty much the same for everybody.
He's not got no Rolodex in his brain now.
Down there, give it a try.
Okay. I understand physically, but there's no Rolodex.
I imagine that's how he does it.
There's no Rolodex in his brain.
Yes, but there's phone and desktop.
Yes.
Oh, there's porn.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Phone or desktop?
Yeah.
I would have had her.
Or laptop or iPad.
Yeah.
There's options.
But if I had a chance, I'd have been with her. That's how he does it. Junior high.
I just love the visual. The visual is best.
Junior high. Imagine dating the first girl, married to the first girl you ever knew.
I'm sorry?
That wouldn't have worked out well for anybody involved.
I was in 8th grade.
Go back to a junior high dance.
I know. I remember,
think of that girl you danced with. She's the only girl you've ever been with.
Right.
That wouldn't have worked out for her real quick.
Oh, no. She would have. Oh, good point. It wouldn't have worked out. She'd have dumped me. No, it wouldn't have worked out.
Quickly.
We can't even imagine it.
No,
I couldn't,
I can't even imagine the 2 or 3 girls I dated in college being with. That wouldn't have happened. But, to each his own. Good for you.
Yeah, that's.
Mike in beautiful Shenandoah, Iowa is here. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I've been married for 33 years.
You don't sound that old. How long have you been married?
You can't say that.
I believed it. Don't worry. Don't swear. Right. Don't swear again. So how long you...
When I was your age, I could say that on the radio. No, you never could, Mike.
33. How do you make it work?
Just do what she says.
that would make it easy. Yes.
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah.
The old Red Grange prayer, I'm a man, I can change if I have to,
No, he's got a good good outlook.
Yeah.
But
do you let the little things that bother both of you, you let it go?
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right.
No, he lets it go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah,
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Which she says they both let it go.
Yeah.
Now he's hung up the phone and he's just a beaten man.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that old saying, happy wife, happy life. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I definitely get it. But it's also, it's not fair to the dudes. No,
you should.
Miserable dude, the way it is.
Yeah.
That's the saying they say. Yeah.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Suck it up, miserable dudes.
Miserable dude. That's the way it is.
That's an old
saying.
It doesn't rhyme. That's just the old saying.
Miserable dude.
Right.
Miserable that's the way
dude,
it is.
Happy life.
Yeah.
If one of you's got to be miserable, it's got to
be the husband.
It better be him.
That's true.
Happy life.
Miserable dude, happy life. I'm glad it's early.
Yeah.